Today's man law is a real simple one. Under no circumstances shall a man ever defer control of the television remote to a female unless it's your mom. Then you can't ever diss mom with it, especially if she moves in with you.
Right. Or is still feeding you.
Yeah. And it's her remote. So before I forget, Jop, next week we're going to have Old World Olive Company with us, and we're going to talk all sorts of great ways to enhance your food with high-quality infused oils and crazy good balsamic. So at least Shasta will be here. We'll see if we can't get Corey to show up, too.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows, because you've heard it, if you've listened to the show before, we were both like, no way, I don't cook with oils and vinegars. This is not anything. And it's turned into, I always cook with oils and vinegars now because it's that good. And Shasta imparts a lot of information on us.
And you were going to say one of your favorite shows was our first broadcast at their store in Rockford.
Right. Yeah.
We were a mess by the end of that
Right.
Show.
Yeah. Turns out that balsamic might have some alcohol in it.
Yeah. Dude, I made salsa this week, and I put the orange, that blood orange oil in it, uh-huh, and just some 18-year balsamic to just spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
What a beautiful twist.
Yeah, it is good. I got a little twist on your Vidalia onions. If you've still got a few of those in your pantry, what I'm going to do is I'm going to grill them. I'm going to wrap them in foil, cut the top off them, right, and then core them a little bit so I can get some stuff down in there.
Oh.
And that stuff is going to be some just salt and pepper, about 4 tablespoons of butter, some beef broth, and then some beef bouillon to even get a little stronger feel. And I'm going to wrap them in tin foil, pour that stuff down in there, and then seal the tin foil over the top of them. Do them indirect for about a half hour. And boy, that beef flavor that just gets infused into that sweet onion, it makes a super side dish. Beautiful when you open them up, sprinkle a little parsley on top of them, and just serve those things in the little tin foil wrapper.
Nice.
On your, oh man, what, and it's super easy, guys, on
and
the grill.
And you can just serve them in the tin foil.
That's right. And it's super easy on the
put
grill.
Put a couple of them on the table.
Yeah.
So
yep.
If you have some sweet onions like that, you can cut a little touch of the bottom off, place it on your grill, take your knife, and cut down halfway down the onion and make like a pie, like a pizza cutting out of it. Drizzle some garlic EVO and put some crushed black pepper and some sea salt, and just grill them with your steaks alongside your steaks. They open up like a blooming onion, and they're gorgeous. And you can do the same thing. Put those around your platter of steaks, and they'll be tearing those things apart because it is so stinking tasty.
Right.
Grilled Vidalia.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you listening to the Grilling Guys each and every week. We'll be back next week. Make an appointment to see us and listen to us, rather, because the Old World Olive Company will be with us, and you won't want to miss us.
That's right.
Talk with you next week.
See ya.